On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Does anyone ever say it's not news until Tom Withers says so?
You started that, and I hope
it picked up a little.
It did.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. People all the time.
That's total. I mean, I know we've had this conversation before, but that's just total respect because, you know.
Well, it's nice of you. You know what? I will say this, too. There's love being here, and I've loved this new opportunity with you guys, and there's part of me that misses the the excitement and the adrenaline rush of you know being on deadline. I do not miss covering the Browns team, this Browns
on
team
a daily
on a
basis.
Day-to-day basis. No. In fact, you know, when I'm out there now, which is, you know, maybe once a week, once every other week, it takes a toll on you. It really does. It takes a mental toll on you. You can actually, it's weird. It's almost like not succession. What's the word? Severance.
Oh.
Where you walk through the door some days over at 76 Groza Boulevard, and it just feels like everything changes.
Yes. So,
yeah. And then when you get into a season like this, which is spiraling in the sideways or in the wrong direction, what have you, it does. It beats you up. So kudos to everybody that's taking a little bit of a bye and taking a break and burying your head and forgetting about this team for a minute.
Just
for a minute.
Totally getting off subject. Did you see how they shot that one opening sequence? For Severance, where he's going down the hall, and where's the hall?
Unbelievable.
Did you see how they shot it?
Yeah. I saw an interview with Ben Stiller where they did the whole thing.
Like green screen on a treadmill, and they had a camera that was looping around him, and it was on a crane, and I'm like...
And he had to fake running in slow motion,
yeah.
And then there were some other things that they sped up.
They're doing another season, aren't they? There's another one coming up.
Supposedly, yeah.
But I don't think Ben has anything to do with
it
this year.
Speaking of series, did you watch Task?
No, I haven't seen Task. No.
Do yourself a favor. Fantastic.
Really?
Fantastic.
Give me the premise.
It's a beaten down FBI agent who's had all kinds of family issues, suddenly gets thrown into a situation where there's a drug war / robbery thing going on in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. So it's very similar to Mayor of Easttown. If you watch that, same director, same writer.
Oh, really?
So well done. Yes. So all the characters have that same accent, you know. And it's just a task force gets assembled under the direction of this beaten down Mark Ruffalo is the title character, FBI guy,
okay.
Who then has to solve this crime, and it's very interwoven, and it hits on some deep family issues. It's really well done.
So
you'll love it.
The last couple of things that I kind of got hooked on, we'll get back to the Browns here.
Sure.
In 2 seconds. The John Candy.
Heard it's great.
Doc is unbelievable. I think I've been talking about it for 3 weeks now. Dan, did you get to see it or no? Have you seen it? By the way, Ben Stiller did a doc on his parents.
Heard that's real well done.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
I heard it with Stern the other day, and it sounded like a good interview.
So this is let me give you a Stiller story. That Stiller story. I guess it sounds funny. But I was doing pregame sidelines for the Browns, and we were in Philadelphia. I think I was working for Channel 3 at the time. I've worked for every alphabet soup in town. So, and I saw a guy up in the stands, and it to me, I'm like, oh my God, that's Jerry Stiller.
Okay.
And, you know, he did the whole thing like with his arms. You know how the guy claps? And he was, it was
Ding!
Pregame. I know. I walk up to the guy and I'm like, you have to be Jerry Stiller. And he was, but he wasn't with Ann Mirren, right? He was with another woman. And I was like, something just didn't seem right. And I started talking, and he sounded just like him. I mean, so if it was, it had to have been him.
Right.
And I said, that's him, isn't it? That, and I said it to the woman that was there. She goes, it's his brother. And I'm like, there's no way that's his brother.
Jerry Stiller's brother.
Yeah, there's no way.
That's funny.
But then I think I went back and looked it up, and it had to have been him. It had to have been him, but we had this great conversation about the Browns because he was asking me all of these questions about the Browns. And I'm like, you live in Philly. How did you, you know, but he's like, oh, Jim Brown, that's the reason I'm a Browns fan, blah, blah, blah. They were the greatest team ever. And I love them. And I was just like, wow, I don't even know how I got there.
As you know, there's a huge national following of people of that era.
Yes.
That fell in love with the Browns.
Hank Aaron stories always blow me away.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one.
And then he would sneak, the word on the street was he would go to he'd fly from Atlanta. He'd sneak in the game. He'd go sit in the dog pound. And no one knew who he was.
Hank Aaron. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
I don't know. I wonder if he ever threw a dog bone. I doubt it. To me, I love those stories. I love hearing those
stories. So, yeah, that's on my list as well. I don't know if you've seen the Monster franchise that's on Netflix. So they did Jeffrey Dahmer. They did the Menendez brothers. The new one is the Ed Gein story, who is the inspiration for Psycho and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So if you're in for some Halloween creepiness and spookiness, Monster, the Ed Gein story. Tough subject matter, but pretty well done.
The other one, there were two other things that I was just going to say. Blood of My Blood, I don't know if you watch Outlander or not. It's a great thing to watch with your wife, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Like 100%. Guys, you want a good show that's got some like good, I don't want to say good violence in it, but some good like battle scenes and stuff like that.
Blood of My Blood, you said?
Well, no, the original, it's Outlander. Oh, okay. So Outlander's the original. It's historical fiction. And it's like, I'm just telling you guys, good date night stuff. Just trust me on this one. Outlander's the way to go. It's been around for a long time, but they did a spinoff of it, Blood of My Blood, and then they're going to come back and finish off the end of Outlander. And then
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What was the movie I just saw? I don't know if I brought this up with you. Last week I watched it. It was the movie that was the inspiration for James Bond. And it was... it came out last year. Henry...
In the theater?
I don't know. It must have been
in the theater. Did you stream
it? Yeah, I streamed it last week.
Okay. We watched Weapons. Do you know about that?
No.
Film? Horror film. Pretty well done. Another one to get you into the Halloween mood if you need to be.
Keep talking because I got to find this. This is driving me nuts. It was... Henry Cavill's in it. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Okay.
I'm telling you, go watch it. It's awesome. Ian Fleming works for Winston Churchill, And
that's a full title, by the way.
Yeah, I know the title's too long. The Ministry of Ungentleman
Warfare.
Okay. Ungentleman Warfare. Right. And it was out last year. I don't know how I missed it. But it's this great, it's a great movie. Guy Ritchie did it, so I'm sure they took a ton of liberties in the movie, but it's almost like Inglourious Basterds, but it's based on truth.
Gotcha. And it's the inspiration to 007.
Yeah, so they say that because Ian Fleming had worked for Churchill at the time and he was working on this project that Henry Cavill's, that's how you say his last name, isn't it? That his character was the inspiration for him writing all the James Bond books.
Oh, okay.
It's just fascinating.
All right.
So, fascinating stuff. All right, Albert Breer. Can we still have that, or have I run out of time to even talk about it? And so we were talking about Myles Garrett and the complications that would happen if they could trade him. Albert Breer was on the afternoon show yesterday. He said this.
I mean, it would take some like cap gymnastics to do that. You'd have to restructure some guys, and it might be a little messy. And I would just argue that, like, in a lost season, this might be the time to do it. You're going to have to, at some point, reckon with the proration on his contract. And I don't know, guys. Like, I just think of this in timelines, right? Like, and I look at it right now, and if I'm the Browns, the way I'm looking at this is, can I get good enough, fast enough, to maximize what's left of Myles Garrett's prime? I look at the Browns, the hole at quarterback, a hole at receiver, a hole at tackle, and I'm not sure that they can get good enough fast enough to maximize what's left of Myles Garrett's prime. And so it might be one of those situations where the best thing for everyone involved is to find him a new home.
Again, Zach Jackson was on the morning show, and I think he said there's just no way. There's just no way they're trading him.
Yeah, I think it's highly unlikely.
I just don't.
I think it's a 95% probability that he's here. Again,
but would you have blamed him if he walked in Monday morning and said, trade me?
Yeah, because we've heard that from you, and then you decided to sign a $140 million contract or whatever it is.
But so, the question, would you be surprised if he had said, yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised either.
Not at all. Based on what I saw on Sunday?
Yes.
No. Here's the other thing. So Albert talked about, you know, wasting his prime years. I'm not sure what his prime years are. He may be just starting to get into his prime. He's still 29, right? He'll be 30 in December, December 29th. You know, still putting up marvelous numbers. I like the fact, though, and we'll get back to what we talked about earlier in terms of strategy, right?
Right.
Part of the strategy was figuring out ways to get him more opportunities, right? And that's happened. And it was interesting, too, that the timing of that, and as I mentioned before, had they stopped Carson Wentz on that last drive, they probably have another win, right?
Right.
But after that game, if you remember, Miles started talking about, hey, we need to be more aggressive. We've got to find ways to get me better matchups. And sure enough, that's what Schwartz did against both Miami and then this past weekend, right? So they figured out, whether it's with Malik Collins, with Mason Graham, whoever's inside, you know, Mike Hall Jr., I think that was kind of lost in the wash
totally
last week.
Lost.
Is that
yes.
right? Is that
yep.
he made his debut and
yep.
and finally got some snaps. That's a positive and something to look forward to in addition to this rookie class that's shown really good growth. So, you know, listen, I just think it's going to be very, very tough for the Browns to start taking phone calls from teams and get what they would really. First of all, I don't think you're going to be able to get what you could have gotten 10 months ago, because teams now know that you've kind of lost your leverage in those terms, right? They know that you're kind of, if you're taking those phone calls now, it almost shows, a sign of desperation that you're willing to get rid of this guy, right? I wouldn't be willing to do that. I would still, you know, ride this out, get better around him, get this offense figured out. Listen, it feels like you've gotten things done on defense. And when you consider the things that have happened to this defense over the last few months, right? Martin Emerson Jr., I knew when he went down in training camp that was going to be a huge blow. The JOK situation, huge blow. You've been able to overcome that, and you've been able to build depth on that front line. Your linebacking core still needs to get a little bit better. Although Devin Bush has played pretty well so far this year, right?
Right.
A guy that we were kind of a throw-in over the last couple of years.
I think about it and hope that we see JOK again at some point.
I do, too.
I mean, to see Carson Schwester and JOK together.
Yeah, and let's look at this secondary. I mean, they still have issues with the nickelback, right? They haven't figured that out, right? The Newsom trade, I think Tyson Campbell has been really good for them. He's obviously been an upgrade, right?
Yeah.
Denzel, I still think, is playing hurt, but still playing at a pretty high level.
I'm going to bring this up a little bit later. If you're Denzel and you saw what happened to Newsom, you're probably looking at November 4th and going, well, I'll take a deep breath on November 5th. Because, again, if you're trying to rebuild and Denzel's playing great, and I mean, Denzel's probably looking at that saying, Watch what just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one in town that wants to lose him. What do you got?
A little bit of news, gentlemen. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Joe Flacco dealing with an AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder. Status up in the air for Sunday against the Bears. So Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco dealing with an AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder.
That's not good.
No, that's not. And Jeff, like the one thing Jeff said, even after the Thursday night game where he had played really well, he said, I fear for him because he's going to get hurt because of that offensive line. And now you kind of look at it and you're like, oh, let's see what happens. But we'll see if he plays against the Bears or not.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.